Joining me now in studio today for Goshen in the Know, I got Mariah here from Goshen County Economic Development. Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Tuesday.
It is Tuesday. And it's happy. Yeah,
it's,
I swear.
It's the 16th.
Yes.
So, yay.
Yay. We got past it. It's over.
Well, not for everybody. Apparently, and I did not know this until I heard it this morning, the IRS yesterday had a little problem with their e-file system, which is what I was trying to do. For about 4 hours yesterday, it was not working correctly. It was very slow because I'm going to assume there was a whole bunch of people like me going, well, I got until midnight on the 15th. Let's just, yeah. And of course, you know, that's what happened. We also had a hellaciously good thunderstorm last night in Guernsey. Yeah. We had over an inch of rain. Over in
wow.
the Guernsey area. Yeah, right there in my officially unofficial rain gauge in my backyard. I had an inch and a quarter.
I have to get mine out. I have mine out.
Got here this morning at our studio. It was dry. There was nothing in ours. There's some in there now because we've had some showers this morning. Mm-hmm. So how much are we going to get? Yeah, we'll wait and see at the end of the day. Anyway, so... I was trying to do it on the cheap, you know, because you can get on there.
No, it's a good system until it's not good.
You can file for free, right?
Right.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you can. But you couldn't last night for a few hours. So be that as it may, I'll have to go ahead and pony up and spend the money and get it done a different way. I'll go see them downtown here and get it done.
Yeah, H&R Block.
Yeah, and just get her done. And I'll make the appointment because I'm sure there's other people standing in line out front going this morning, help me, you know.
Yeah.
Help me, Obi-Wan. You're my only hope.
Yeah, they're heroes over there.
Yeah. So it's definitely their busy time of year. So I will be talking to them at some point this morning. But it was a nice thunder shower last night. Nice lightning storm, but we lost our internet for about a half an hour on top of everything else.
Dang it.
Well, lightning.
Well, you're just going to sit in the dark then.
Well, we didn't lose power, just lost the internet.
That's basically the dark.
Yeah,
Stone Age at this,
we were
point.
Back to 1980s right there. And I remember those days. So anyway, yeah, we got her taken care of for the most part. Was able to do a bunch of inconsequential stuff with it. It's not going to really make a hill of beans difference on anything. So we'll get it taken care of. But you're here today to talk about what's coming up.
Yes.
And some new events that you've got. And you've got two sides of paper
two
now.
Two sides.
So I remember when we had four or five things on just the front. Now we've got two sides of a piece of paper.
We are moving up. Yeah, we'll have pretty soon the Music on Main stuff for you guys.
Excellent.
Well, I'll add it to the calendar, and then I'll come in and talk about it. But yeah, we're really excited about that. That's gearing up. We got a lot of bands lined up, and we got a lot of dates and times, and we have... Venue, just moving out a little bit down the road, so we might not be able to call it Music on Main anymore. Might have to be Summer Concert Series. We'll get you set up.
Music
and we'll,
near Main.
Music near Main. Doesn't have the same ring to it.
No,
that's
okay. It doesn't quite work.
It's still going to be awesome. We have a lot of stuff lined up. The Goshen Main Street Committee and Leanne have been working really hard to make it amazing. And like last year, it'll be awesome. So super excited about that. Tomorrow, every Wednesday, actually, the Old Moose Coffee and Events, they have a kids hour at the Old Moose from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. It's a kids hour and it's a kids program with lively story time, a wacky concert, and a creative craft project. So go out there, hang out for an hour. You can grab a coffee yourself and then you can watch your kid shake out the sillies with a concert. Pretty fun, something for the kids to do.
Oh, absolutely.
And it's right across from the library, so you guys can head over to the library, grab a book. It is the perfect day to read books inside. Really rainy outside. But the April 18th, we have Brews and Views coming up. The Goshen Main Street would like to invite you for a perfect blend of casual conversation and professional networking. They're looking for ideas for proposed projects. So if you are a business owner or a stakeholder and you would like to give feedback on what would happen to Main Street, those projects can include murals, parklets, green spaces, and other downtown improvements. We would like to to hear your feedback, what you think your community needs, and that can be anything under the sun. If you have an idea, we want to hear it. That's the Brews and Views. It's at Fort Laramie Bar and Grill this time, and it's at 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. So if you're getting off work and you want to come and grab some hors d'oeuvres and grab a brew or grab a drink, we're going to be over at the Fort Laramie Bar and Grill, April 18th.
Nice.
April 19th, the Donkey Basketball Tournament.
Those are fun.
Yeah, those are really great.
Those are fun.
They're probably all full. I'm not sure exactly, but you can always go check it out. That's going to be at the Fort Laramie High School gym at 7:30 p.m. Tickets in advance are $7 and then $10 at the door. If you want to go get tickets in advance, you just have to head over to the high school and they'll get you tickets. April 20th through May 4th is the April Used Books Sale at the Goshen County Library Foundation. It's in the Activity Building, which is right next to the library. Monday through Friday, it's 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. And then on Saturdays, it's 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. And there's a special day. It's the Kids and Teens Day, and that's May 4th. So May the 4th be with you.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go pick up special deals on books if you are a kid or a teen that day. That's the last day of the sale. It goes on from April 20th, so it's getting close, but it goes on till May 4th. And then they have incremental sales throughout the sale if you would like to wait till the end, but you might not get the book you want if you wait. So you better head over there. April 25th coming up. McTeachers Night, the Valley Christian Schools, they do a McTeachers Night, and part of your payment of your meal will be donated to the school. You can dine in, take out, drive through, mobile order pay, or McDelivery, and that's from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. April 25th. And then just coming up, we're rounding off the month with a craft fair, so if you want to get something for your mom on Mother's Day, this is a perfect place to get it. April 26th and April 27th, the Spring's New Life Craft Fair is being put on by the LaGrange and Hawk Springs Homemakers. That is in the LaGrange Elementary School. That's on 100 D Street in LaGrange. And that's Friday, 12 p.m. to 7 p.m. and then Saturday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. They're going to be raffle, silent auction, local school performances, and concessions. And of course, crafts and artisans are going to be selling their stuff there. It's going to be a really good event. They came in and asked for advertising funds for the lodging tax board, so we were happy to give it to them. It's their first time doing this event, so first time blowing it up. They advertised all over, so hopefully a lot of people come out from Nebraska and Cheyenne.
Yeah, it'll be a good time.
It'll be a good time.
Yeah, they'll have a craft table for the kids.
Yeah, craft table for the kids.
So, and then they've got what else to say here? They got the craft table for the kids, 10 and under, where they can place items for sale, concessions available, local groups and school performances daily, a silent auction throughout the event, and they're raffling off a king-sized homemade quilt.
Dang, okay.
Aren't I good?
Yeah.
I had it right there.
And then one more. Don't want to forget. If you're participating in the 5K fun run for Sunrise Church, that is April 27th at 10 p.m. in the Sunrise Church parking lot. It's not too late to sign up. You can register. It's $5 per person, and then kids 12 and under accompanied by a participating adult can run for free. All proceeds go to the Goshen County Task Force for Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault.
Worthy cause.
Those girls kick butt.
Yeah.
They
were here on call. We had them on the other day.
Oh my gosh, I missed it.
Yes, you did. We had two of them here the other
Love
day
it.
To talk about this event and what they're doing. So it was fun.
That's great. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a really cool event. I know that the Sunrise Church and that group over there put on really good fun runs. And I mean, the 5K of walking paths we have, that's awesome. So we could start doing 5Ks like that. So you're going all the way down the walking paths, and it's really easy to run. And I mean, you don't have to really run. You can walk. Like, I'd probably walk.
Yeah, I'd walk a little ways and then have to sit and rest for a bit. You know,
right.
Come out and have some fun. If nothing else, cheer them on.
I will pass out the water cups.
Sure, I can do that.
Yeah, I could do that.
Yeah, cheer them on. Yay. Look at you go.
Sit on the bench, eat a donut, and pass out the water cups.
Well, remind everybody of your phone number.
307 532 5162. And all of these events are on gogoshen.com/events or goconow.com.
Under our events tab, which is right on the front page.
Yeah, he's showing
as you
right
go
now.
Right, yeah, it's right below the Menards and the Eastern Wyoming College spots right there, and the Listen Live tab for Cinch Country. And there are our upcoming events.
Yeah.
So there are a couple places that you can find them at goconow.com and Go Goshen.
Yeah, and if you have an event, please send it to me because we like to add those events free on our Go Goshen calendar and no extra cost. You can also send them to the radio, or you can do two birds, one stone, send it to me, and the radio will have it on their calendar as well.
And while you're at goconow.com or Go Goshen, you can come over to our page and get your entries in for our $1,000 Goshen Bucks giveaway.
Yeah.
That Go Goshen and GoConow.com are doing together. The drawing will be April 19th, 1 p.m. We'll have it on both stations, KGOS and KERM. It'll also be posted on our websites. All right. And we've got our round one and round two questions are up, and they're going to stay there throughout the entirety of the event. So you can go back and look at round one
questions. So easy.
If you haven't done it yet, the round three question, all right, which is coming up tomorrow. We'll have that posted at goconow.com for the final round three questions. There'll be two questions there. The answers can be found in the news stories at goconow.com. Find those answers and email it to us, news@kgoskerm.com, or use your Facebook app and send it to us at GoConow. All right, use your Facebook Messenger app. And you can send us those answers that way, and you have the correct answers. You'll get yourself at least two entries if they're both correct. You'll get entries for the drawing that we're going to have on the 19th.
I think I'll be there.
Yeah.
I'm going to show up.
Be sure,
rain or shine.
Be sure to have your contact information there so we know how to get a hold of you if you are the winner. You know, put your name, your phone number, however you want us to contact you. Make sure you put that either on your email or when you send it to us via the Messenger app through Facebook. There you have it.
Cool. What an easy way to win $1,000.
It's an open book test. You remember those from school, right?
Yeah, those are really good.
Oh, it's
actually
an open book test. All right. I know where to
find
the answers.
I would always tell my teacher, I learned so much from those tests. You should do more of those.
Exactly. And they're very easy to do. We've set it up that way. But get your entries in for a chance at $1,000 in Goshen Bucks.
And those Goshen Bucks can be spent at, I think, about 28 locations. I'm going to ballpark it. I don't know. It's been a long time. It's a lot. It's a long list. You can spend it at most of the Goshen County businesses. If that Goshen County business isn't on the list and they receive a Goshen Buck that you used in your purchase, they just need to bring it down to us and we will exchange it for cash. It is a straight across cash exchange for businesses only, of course.
No, you just can't take your Goshen Bucks into down there to the chamber and say, hey, I want $1,000.
It is really cool because I keep track of where all the Goshen Bucks are spent, and it's kind of fun because then we see like a little graph of where all the money is spent in town, and it's kind of a cool little program we got.
And if you'd like to know more about the Go Goshen Bucks program, on our webpage at goconow.com. There's so many GoCos going on here. GoConow.com. Just click on that $1,000 Goshen Bucks giveaway tab, and at the bottom of that, you'll see a spot to click to learn more about it, where they can be used, what they can be used for, and be sure to get your entries in.
Yeah, so if you have a favorite business and they're not on there, you can ask them really nicely. Let me know, and I'll go beg them to be on the list so that they can get Goshen Bucks.
You'll bring them a donut.
Yeah.
Or a box of donuts.
Okay, John. Don't get carried away.
All right. You bring them some donut holes.
I will bribe them with some sort of pastry.
Some type of pastry could be involved with this. All right. Did we forget anything?
No, that's it.
I think we got it all covered then. All right. Mariah from Goshen County Economic Development, thanks. And we'll talk to you again next Tuesday.
Yeah. See you next Tuesday.
Have a good one.
Thanks for having me.
You bet.